response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show, but first, let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport, where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh, hell yeah. Welcome to your K-Rock and good morning. It is Thursday. Your prequend is officially here. And hopefully you're having a decent summer. If you're not, we'll make it better for you this hour by getting you into Universal Studios Hollywood so you can ride that new Fast and Furious Hollywood Drift. Get ready to ride the ride. It's been first a rumor. Then we got to watch it being built. I was at Universal a few times as I was watching the construction crews pouring the cement and getting all the beams up, and then they've been doing those practice rides, and now, did they invite us over to ride the ride, Vanessa, or no? We just get to give these tickets away to our listeners.
We're giving them to our listeners.
All right, well, lucky you. If you want to bring me, you get three tickets, four total, you plus three, so that'll be coming up later this hour on K-Rock, and we'll get into an interesting conversation based on something that happened as a result of the World Cup, but, if you broke up with someone or were broken up with, and then your ex immediately had an amazing thing happen to them, like they dumped you on Thursday and then they won the lottery on Saturday.
Or they got a big promotion.
Right. Right, exactly. Because what happened in this, the guy who kicked the winning goal for Spain, who's now
a
national international, but national, he's as big a hero as you could have in the country of Spain.
He just won his weight in tomatoes.
He dumped his girlfriend just before the World Cup, and then he went on to become the biggest celebrity. Now, do you think he knew I'm gonna have so many options after this World Cup?
Or he was like, I need to focus. This needs to be my only focus is this series. But I also wonder if it was weeks of her girlfriends being like, you don't need him. He's a loser.
Right, and then he's a national hero.
And then he's just probably the most famous guy in Spain
right now.
So
we'll get into the conversation. You broke up with someone or you were broken up with, and then immediately the significant other went on to do something amazing or win something amazing. I mean, I would imagine that happens all the time. And then you go, God, a week ago, they were just a loser. Now, look what happened. So we'll get to that coming up later this hour. If you got stories, you can share them with us. The number is 800-520-1067 to interact with the show. My name's Klein. That is Allie. That's
morning.
Jake the Nerd over there.
What's up?
You got Omar Khan, the audio sniper. And then, of course, in the back, Postmaster Johnny and Vanessa taking them calls all morning long here on K-Rock. Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. It's time for us to tackle one of the biggest riddles on the internet, and that is with clickbait. And I'll tell you what, we're about to find out how long we should be living for. Well, let me start that again. That came out all
nice.
Backwards.
I think you got another 2 weeks.
I think based on that little stroke I had, I have got less than 11 minutes left. But the reality is that they have now come up with a new number. Humans theoretically could be living to this number. And if you think about it for a second, I don't know what the average ages. I think it's still in the 80s for men and women on the average.
Really? I thought it was in the 70s, like late 70s.
Yeah, not in the US, it's lower. Yeah.
Oh, it dropped lower. I know we've been going down. I know we were going up for a while, then down. But I thought it was early 80s. I thought women live longer than guys, too.
I know women live longer than men, but I thought it was creeping up to like the late 70s.
Well, they've looked at the numbers and the research and everything else going on, and they have a new number that theoretically humans realistically could and should be living for.
Like this is how long our body can last?
Exactly. And it's kind of crazy when you hear this, and we'll get into it now with clickbait. Here we go.
Bait.
This is out today, by the way.
Bait.
New research that says that according to experts, and they've looked at a bunch of different experts from different, everything from brain, body, all of the different types of things that you would need, and they have said now that humans,
you need to live.
Humans theoretically could live to this number. This is the age. And I don't know what your quality of life would be, but they're saying that this is a realistic number that humans could be living toward.
Like that weird biohacker guy?
Well, that's what, you know, that guy's obviously trying to do what he can figure out. He wakes up and eats a handful of nuts, and that's all he has all day. And then I think he spends most of his day in one of those compression chamber. I mean, he's doing everything.
Now he's trying to, he actually has a disease now. It's his stomach
is eating itself.
I know. Yeah, it's crazy.
This guy's so hungry because all he's had is handfuls of nuts. His stomach's going, I'm starving. Give me some goddamn food. So that guy has an issue, but his stomach is eating itself. And I don't know if that's going to end well for him, but probably not.
But if you could, like, I think part of his thing, too, is, like, getting himself to such a cold temperature that he was essentially, like, freezing himself, sort of cryogenically freezing himself to last longer.
I mean, there are a lot of people that were doing exactly what that guy's doing, going, it must be working for him. And then the guy comes out and goes, my stomach's eating itself.
And they're like, I'll eat some Del Taco now.
Why have I not been doing anything? So,
okay.
This is the number, though. And this is according to the experts. This is how long we could be living for.
Trying to think about who the longest living person was. I want to say it was like 120 years old or something close to it. So I would then add like 30 years on top of that if we're going to quote theoretically, like a person who's born today could live even longer than that. I'm going to go 150.
You think the number's now 150?
150. I think somebody born right now, because it keeps going up, right? If theoretically they could live the longest a human being could live, I think it'd be 150.
You think about all of the, quote, longevity hacks that are out there now and how much accessibility we have to them. Now, listen, let's be honest. Most of the stuff someone's putting up on TikTok has probably not necessarily been vetted. But if you believe in things like peptides or blood spinning or all of these other
hot yoga, any of the things that can help you live
sitting in a sauna for whatever they say, 45 minutes a day.
And if any of the other things don't get you, like the Neato Challenge or any of the other things that could kill you.
And if you don't end up eating a Tide Pod and losing your life, then you have all these other things that could be working for you. And, you know, listen, everyone's putting more supplements in their stuff. It's all supposed to help us, right? That's the idea. So I know in L.A. we're more concerned about looking better as opposed to living longer. I don't care if I get old. I just don't want to look like I got old. But what is the number? You say 150. Jake, what is the number? They have a new number.
I think probably these articles are just outrageous, so it's going to be higher. I was going to say like 170.
Jesus.
170, theoretically.
Can you imagine? Old people's secrets for days.
Oh, my God.
What's your secret?
Yeah, I mean, and that's an interesting question, too. Like, if someone's living to 170,
is quality of life stinks.
Kill me.
Yeah.
Are they in bad shape for the last 70 years? Like,
why I think it's theoretical, right? Like, you're just sitting at that point, you're probably spending years just sitting in a bed.
Our brain in a jar.
Yes, exactly.
Brain in a jar sounds so relaxing. Oh, my God. Put my jar
chilling in some formaldehyde.
Put my jar in a hammock.
Cool.
Omar, what is the number?
So I think Allie's right. I think the oldest person was probably a woman, and she probably lived to be 120 or so. And for a male, it's going to be 110. So are we doing male and female, or
humans have theoretically the ability to live how long, according to this new research?
I'm going to say, I think 120 plus 10, 130. I'm at 130.
Hey, Leon, you're a doctor?
Yes, sir.
How much of the things we've talked about are medically accurate?
It's pretty accurate. I mean, with the number you're
describing, we're doctors.
It's actually a number that reflects how long, theoretically, the body is supposed to last. And as human beings, we do a great job of actually messing up that number by malnourishing our bodies.
Thank you.
So the number that I'm going, so thank you for judging us and all of
too
our
many
terrible
mustard
decisions.
Sandwiches, right, Jake?
But what you're saying is that this number that I'm about to share, which is the research out today, you say is the number based on if we are treat our bodies with some level of dignity and respect.
Pretty much, yes.
Or if they sold things in the grocery stores that actually allowed us to treat our bodies with respect.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Right. I don't know if you've ever had Funyuns, but damn, they're good.
I wonder if you've ever had pesticides. Those are delicious.
Oh, man. The number, and Leah, you're a real doctor, so you know, you probably know this, but for the rest of us, is 156.
Whoa!
156. Damn. Allie was closest at 150, but theoretically, that means that our bodies could carry us 156 years if everything is if we optimize all parts of them. Correct, Leon?
Yes, 100%.
Uh-huh.
Hi, I'm his daughter. I'm with him right now. I love your guys' show so much. I've been watching it ever since, like, I could, like, tell what media is. like, we listen to your guys' the radio show every morning. I love your guys' show so much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Are you a doctor, too?
No, I'm, like, 16.
Oh, okay. Oh. And you forced your...
Only 140 years left to go.
You forced your dad to listen to the show?
Wait, what?
You forced your dad to listen?
Actually, been a lifelong listener, forcing my daughter to listen.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, you guys can both take credit, but thank you regardless. That's interesting research there, Allie. 156. Go ahead and think about that for a second.
That hurts my brain.
Think about that. 156. Theoretically, that's what you could all be doing.
But if you live in L.A., I think you can half it easily.
Oh, easily.
I mean, smog, that probably knocks like 30 or 40 years off.
We got to take a break. We will come back in a moment. But it's kind of nice if you think about it, because if you start freaking out and going like, oh, man, I'm turning 50 this year or whatever the number is, you know, you're doing that based on the idea that you're going to die at 80-something. But if you start going like, oh, still 100 years left?
Right. Yeah, exactly. If you're 50 years old, you're like, I'm not even halfway there.
Right. It puts a whole different perspective on everything. And as you know, if you look at pictures now of, like, you know, 40-year-olds now versus 40-year-olds 20, 30 years ago, where they were all like curly gray hair,
right,
grandma looking, and now you look at them and, you know, you look at, like, oh, they would do the side by sides of like Tom Brady when he was 40 versus some other NFL players when they were 20, and they were,
or like Burt Reynolds,
look like corpses. Yeah,
but then I wonder if we're gonna have a second midlife crisis.
Oh yeah, the two midlife. Well, your midlife crisis just hits you when you're 100.
But then you got to go through more crises, probably.
Yeah, we got to add more
late
crises.
Late life crisis.
What do you get? 100-year
crisis.
Oh, man. I don't even know anymore at that point. It's like,
100. At 100 years old, I'm going to get myself a Porsche. Finally, yeah, I'm going to do it.
I'll drive it right into a wall 3 miles an hour. We got to take a break. We're back with more show after this. Did you break up with someone, or were you broken up with, and then they immediately, their life got better? This is what happened to the hero of the World Cup. Dumped his girlfriend, then went on to become a national hero in Spain. We want to hear your stories next. 800-520-1067 after this.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Never usually a good thing when a relationship ends, unless you were miserable in that relationship, in which case it's a chance for you to start a brand new chapter of your life.
Good for you. Get on the rebound. Hook up with some strangers.
You don't really ever root for your ex to be doing amazing things, at least immediately following. We're about to start taking these calls in a moment, all inspired by a real-life story that happened to the hero of the World Cup, Ferran Torres, who scored the winning goal for Spain, the 106th minute of the match. Apparently, he had broken up with his girlfriend just before the quarterfinal round of the World Cup. And then
it was during the
World Cup, right before the game with Belgium. Now, there's a lot of theories as to what happened. First of all, they started unfollowing each other on Instagram, which is usually a sign that there's trouble in paradise.
I'm amazed that people notice that.
Well,
how do you notice that they unfollowed each other?
They have like millions of followers.
Yeah.
I would imagine when you're that locked into your World Cup team, you want to know everything there is to know about the players. And so anyway, they had unfollowed each other, and then this guy goes on to become a national hero.
Do you think he cheated?
Who knows what the reason was, or did he want to focus so much on soccer that he's like, I can't be distracted by having a girlfriend?
She's like,
why
haven't you called me?
Right. Or, you know, can I get tickets to the game for my friends and, you know, all my family? Because they keep asking. He's like, I can't. I don't know the reason, but there's all the speculation that they broke up, and then the guy goes on to become a World Cup hero. And I think about that as it pertains to us regular people. Like 818, who texted us and said that basically got into a big fight with my boyfriend while waiting in line to go on Price is Right. And I finally had it, so I said, we're done, and I left. And I actually left him in line. He went to go on to the game show and won a trip for two to Turks and Caicos, a place I've always wanted to be, and a new car. So that's like an instant life upgrade.
And then you have to try and convince yourself that that's not that cool.
Right. You'll probably have a terrible time.
Whatever.
There.
New BMWs, after like 30,000 miles, just nothing but problems.
Let me say hi to Roni on K-Rock. Good morning, Roni. Hi.
Hello.
What happened to you?
Well, I was going out with this guy, but I broke up with him because I went back with my old boyfriend. And then he got married to this woman who made him quit his job because she was really rich. And all they did was sail around the world.
Oh man, sailing around the world—that's like a different level of rich too. That's
a different level of freedom. Like, you don't even have to work again in your life, and you're just going to be on the ocean doing whatever the hell you want for the rest of your life.
And you were the one who did the breakup with him, and then he went on to the massive life upgrade, which is, listen, that's...
And I wonder what the current boyfriend, like, did he end up being a douchebag, or is he just...
Yeah, we're not sailing around the world. We're sitting here in Tarzana. What the hell's going on?
I know, right?
Angie on K-Rock, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What happened to you?
So I was dating someone, and he always kind of had, like, instability with, like, money and work. And that was the reason why, like, I broke up with him. And then he ends up going into, like, one of those convenience stores, 7-Eleven or Circle K or something, and gets a scratch-off ticket and ends up winning, like, I think, like, $30,000 or something like that.
Oh.
And it was such a bummer. I'm like, now you have money and you're not with me. Like, it wasn't about him having money. It was just like he would never, ever go out and work for it.
That's good financial stability when you find your riches in a scratcher. That's how you know he's turned the corner.
But then it's like, Kenny, like, he won, you know? Right. Like, she's like, you never work for anything. And he's like, boop, $30,000 scratcher.
It's also rough for her because she was in the relationship for all these sorry, not a winner tickets. Most,
for every failed scratcher.
All the cherry brick or whatever they have. And then finally they break up and he hits that sweet 30,000 scratcher just to be a part of that.
And he's going
to
get into a new relationship with someone going, wow, this guy just won a bunch of money. 909 said, I've been separated for a year. I chose to make the decision that she was crazy. So we finally called it quits. I just found out, though, that she's getting a huge family settlement. But I still feel the money is not worth it.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, what are the other ways that the life could be upgraded that aren't just financial based? Like, this guy, obviously, he's going to be just fine. He's the World Cup hero. But he becomes the most famous, popular person in an entire country, you know, pretty much overnight because hitting, you know, scoring the goal that wins them the World Cup. And to think that the woman was dating him until, you know, weeks before, mm-hmm. and now he's got to be, like, the most eligible bachelor in all of Spain.
Yeah, I mean, to be on the rebound, everyone wants to have sex with you.
Right. It's way different than if you're the person that missed the shot or, you know, where the goalie let the goal go in.
Didn't the person who missed the penalty kick for Colombia threaten to get murdered?
Yeah, that's what's going on there. That was from Vanessa. She said, I'll murder you.
I'm going to kill you.
There's a lot of death threats. Think about that for just a moment. If you're ending a relationship, you want to make sure that you're not ending the relationship right before something great is going to happen for the person. Because all these stories are, you see, it's like insult to injury on top of everything else.
Yeah, I know. It's something that you have to... The worst part about it, I think, is that you have to convince yourself that it still was the right choice when there's a huge part of you going, damn it, I should have just stayed with that person.
Right. That would have been, like 818.
Maybe it wasn't your choice, though.
Who says, my ex-boyfriend, we broke up, got promoted, and instantly salary tripled. See, that's one of those things where it's, once again, money-based, but you go, like, this was someone that I go, you're never going to be able to provide. I can't possibly think about, and then break up, and then all of a sudden get this huge promotion.
Well, 818 said they broke up with their boyfriend, who was a struggling actor, really thought he was going nowhere. A week after we broke up, he got a major role on a series that's been still on for the last 7 years.
His name is Brad Pitt. He's had quite a run, and I blew it. So think about that for a moment. Universal Studios, Hollywood, we've got your tickets. A 4-pack, and if you want them, you call and claim them at 800-520-1067. Let's go. It's KROQ, Klein Alley Show. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show, and you are Megan. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You are the 20th caller at this exact moment, so we'd love to send you to Universal Studios, Hollywood, to experience the new Fast and Furious ride, all right?
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, my gosh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Very welcome. You and three friends and or relatives, the choice is yours, or you can bring one of us if you'd like.
Okay, I'll bring three friends. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I'll find three friends.
That's okay. You do whatever you want to with the tickets. They're as good as yours. Universal Studios Hollywood, congratulations. If you want to win and you didn't win those tickets, don't worry. We have more of them for you tomorrow. And if you want to win your way into a festival in Santa Monica, we have that for you coming up a little bit later. Allie, a lot of messages on the GOAT line about different things that happened on the show yesterday. This person's not happy with us for a real reason.
Klein, you son of a bitch. I thought LeBron was going to be making, you were going to announce that he finally made his announcement where he's going. But we had to hear that he has never been intimate with Jake, which I don't blame him because, honestly, that's pretty damn disgusting. But you son of a bitch, Klein! Damn it!
A lot of people thought that the LeBron announcement, which everyone's been waiting for, if you still
not
care.
Not everyone. Well, there's plenty of people that don't care.
Well, a lot of people do care, though, because it's he's a soap opera, and I think that people want to figure out if he's going to go make this super team and, you know, Golden State with all the older oldies, or if he's going to go back to Miami or end his career in Cleveland.
I think he's going to pick a team and then fart around for a few years and not win a championship.
Well, we don't even have to speculate, Allie, because we can go ahead and ask him. He's we have this as...
The time has come. I am ready to share my plans for the future. After careful consideration, I will be allowing Allie's unborn baby to make my announcement for me.
Oh, great.
Turn up the mics, Omar.
Okay.
What's nice is that we're combining two bits that I hate.
That's amazing, Omar, that he knows you. These are Allie's,
the technology.
Allie's two least
and now
favorite
a
bits.
Super terrible bit.
That's okay. We're not going to listen.
Turn up.
Not going to listen to Allie's baby just yet.
He hasn't thought of that line yet.
Allie hates the bit so much that we can't do it. It puts her in the worst mood. And I don't know which one she hates worse, the LeBron making the announcements or the listening to your unborn baby.
Well, because also the logistics of this LeBron stuff during the show is so annoying. The behind the curtains part is very annoying.
What are you talking about? We just talked to him.
Yeah, I know. It's all real. You're right. I'm wrong.
Did you not hear this?
The time has come. I am ready to share my plans for the future. After careful consideration, I will be allowing Allie's unborn baby to make my announcement for me. Turn up the mics, Omar.
I mean, it's amazing. He knows exactly how it works here.
It's way funnier the second time. Do you want to play it a third time and see if it's even funnier?
I think it'll be funnier the third time.
Right.
In a moment, Allie, we're going to turn the mics off, and we're going to hear what the announcement is from your unborn baby.
Write fast.
We don't have to write anything. It's after Sublime on Kero. You want to see that band Sublime right there in Santa Monica? We're going to make that happen for you coming up very soon. In fact, we have tickets for you in the 9 and 10 o'clock hours, so you can go to the brand new festival just announced, and you will get to go to the beaches of Santa Monica. See the Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and many others. It's Ocean Way Festival, and tickets coming up pretty damn soon, so be ready. You're such a bitch. You don't want to hear the... All right,
I have it here.
Allie doesn't want to hear from her own child. That's fine. LeBron teased the big announcement.
What's funny is, again... The fact that I get emailed and say, please load this into the system.
Well, we got a problem.
The bit that you hate.
It's
Sure, I'll drag it right over.
You have a baby growing inside of you. That baby has things to say. Everyone, I think, is entitled to hear what your unborn child
is. Is the file you're looking for Allie Baby Reply?
I don't know what it is, because it's actual real footage from your baby.
It's the microphone down there.
It's the microphone down there.
You're turning it up.
Right.
How else could we hear your heartbeat, Allie?
What will you give me to drag this in right now?
I don't love
Do you love this?
I don't love the bit either, but I like it more than you do.
Okay.
Oh, the mics have been turned up.
All right, here you go.
All right.
Enjoy.
LeBron. Do you need the setup again from LeBron?
No, I don't. I mean, this would be the third time you're playing it, which is a huge
waste
of
time. The time has come. I am ready to share my plans for the future. After careful consideration, I will be allowing Allie's unborn baby to make my announcement for me. Turn up the mics, Omar.
All right.
I've only been waiting for this.
Fine. A new JP.
No one is waiting.
Hold on. Let me turn it up. All right.
Can you turn it up so we can hear? Yeah, hello? Yeah. Is Allie's baby? Allie, can you put the mic down there by your tummy?
Sure. Burp, burp, burp. There it is.
Can we hear it better, please?
Thanks, LeBron. I plan on being the Bronny James of my family.
Okay.
I have to go now. My mommy's trying to steal office supplies by putting them up here with me.
Oh,
a highlighter.
Oh, God, Allie, Jesus Christ. Wasn't that worth it?
Yeah, actually, that was. I like that.
Okay, good. That is how Allie takes office supplies from the building.
Highlighters are expensive.
Well, the kid's got a highlighter to play with in there. All right, thank you. I'm glad Omar turned up the mics for that. Well, if you didn't enjoy that, you will definitely not like what we have in store for you next, which is an entire hour with Allie's unborn baby.
No,
that's not true. We'll be back in a moment. We have news to get to. And then Gen Wars, bragging rights for you and your entire generation. And Johnny hit the streets to ask hot women if they agree that Cars is a great movie. He believes every hot woman on the planet likes the movie Cars.
You know what? I was thinking about this. It is, I think, one of my sister's favorite movies.
Oh, she's as hot as they come.
And I think that was like a growing up movie for her, like a big... You know, that was her Little Mermaid.
Right. Oh, Cars. So that's why.
Right.
It's nostalgic. I mean, this was just some of what Johnny, his investigative report with hot women.
So I try to get in the argument that hot girls love the movie Cars. What's your name?
Becca.
And do you like the movie Cars, the Disney Pixar movie?
Duh.
So just a sampling of some of the hot women he chatted with.
Duh, what am I not hot?
There's Becca that he's talking to about Cars as well. Although, Johnny, we'll get into this later, but it's a little flawed with how you ask the questions because you went in there already skewing the answer by saying.
So I try to get an argument that hot girls love the movie Cars. What's your name?
Of course, you're going to start with that. Everyone wants to be considered a hot woman.
And they're like, tee-hee, hi, yeah, I love Cars.
Should have just gone up to women and just said, do you like the movie Cars?
That and that's the secret. They get flattered instantly because they're like,
he's asking me. That automatically discounts your theory. It means
everything you're doing is wrong here because it's
making the argument hot girls love the Disney Pixar movie Cars.
What's your name?
Nitris.
Ooh.
Mitris.
See, here's my problem, Johnny. You're leading. You're
leading the witness.
You're leading the witness to exactly what you want them to say. It's not objective journalism right there. It's a problem. It's all flawed. I mean, we got 40 of these here. I mean, he talked to a ton of hot people, apparently.
We don't know that.
I mean, listen, he started each interview like this.
So I try to get an argument that hot girls love the movie Cars. What's your name?
Becca.
Oh, that's Becca. Hold on. That's here's another one. Same way.
So I'm making the argument that hot girls love the movie Cars, the Disney Pixar movie Cars. Do you love Cars?
Yeah, who doesn't?
So what do you love about Cars?
So it's like he starts with it that way, Allie. That's the problem.
And they're like, yeah, of course, right. Even if they had a neutral opinion about the movie Cars, they're going to say absolutely it's great.
Yeah, they want to be a hot woman.
Right, exactly.
So it's the whole thing is flawed. So we're going to talk to Allie's baby instead. We'll come back. We have more show.
You like the movie Cars, baby? Put the microwave down.
After this. Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do some ADD news this morning on Klein Alley's show, and then a brand new hour will officially begin. That's the hour we get you to the festival on the beach in Santa Monica, happening in September with The Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and others. And if you're trying to win your way in, hopefully you're paying attention to everything that happens on today's show so you can be a part of the quiz happening after 10 o'clock. If you just want to win the old-fashioned way by calling in and joining us, well, you can do that during a round of Generation Wars that'll be happening next hour. So be ready. Millennials, Gen X, Gen Z, and Boomers battling it out to win your way into the festival. That'll be coming up next hour. Right now, though, there's this.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Well, they were almost done putting Sunset Boulevard back together after that big-ass pipe burst. They had fixed the pipe. They'd done testing on it, sanitized it. Then they started filling the hole with truckloads of concrete. They were about to start paving over all of it, putting a finishing touches last night. And then they noticed some water coming up from the concrete. So they think there's a leak there of some kind. They now have to undo their work, dig a hole in the new concrete to get back in there and figure out what's going on. They were going to have that all opened up today, but now it just goes to show when the city of L.A. works on something, nothing gets done right, well, or on time. And on top of all of that, this morning we have another water valve leak where Santa Monica Boulevard is now flooding in West Hollywood. I believe there was also last week another leak that had happened in Sherman Oaks. So it's kind of like a whack-a-mole situation where all of these leaks and valve bursts are kind of popping up here and there, and they're trying to get it all under control. And I know everyone's been scared about the big one coming, but what if we all just end up underwater, guys? If all of the rest of these pipes just burst at once? You saw what happened with one big-ass pipe bursting in West Hollywood. That happens across all of SoCal.
It's gonna be like a Water World situation.
Yeah, we're gonna be Water World. We have to drink our pee.
This is why I've been watching that show, the Water World Stunt Show, greatest live theater out there on the planet, preparing for this opportunity. What have I been saying, Allie? What's the one item I say I gotta get? What's my one wish list item? Rich guy item, gotta get it.
Rich guy
jet ski.
Item.
Jet ski.
Emote?
Jet ski. Oh. Talk about the jet ski. I need to get a jet ski. Now's the time.
You know,
it sits in your garage until you need it. When L.A. becomes Water World situation, the people with the jet skis.
You're flying high, baby.
I know it from that stunt show. It's the jet ski people. They're the ones who run things.
I know. It's funny because people that have electric cars are like, cool, when gas runs out, I'll have something. And then the gas people are like, ha, when the power grid goes out, I've got something. But the jet ski people.
They're the ones that really got it.
They're the ones that got it.
Of
all
get
the
a
movies
jet ski.
That have been rebooted, why has Waterworld not...
The movie was a total fail. I mean, it cost them...
I feel like this cult classic in a way. Like, everyone remembers that movie.
No, I don't think most people do. I think it was a skipper, and I think it cost a ton of money to make. And I think
that's the main problem.
And I think in the process of them making the movie, the sets kept sinking. That was a whole problem they had there. And then it made no money at the theaters. And I think it was kind of stupid because... The whole thing was like, everyone was like, hey, man, I'll sell you some dirt. And they're like, yeah, you got dirt?
I know, that's why it's funny.
Yeah.
That was the proof that you knew where land was, if you showed dirt.
That's why I think people have the soft spot for
but
it.
That live,
I think that's
that
how the movie opens, by the way. Yeah. He's peeing.
Yeah, he is. He's on it's kind of like Castaway, but water. By himself most of the time.
He could be living it, and it's crazy. Them having to fix that thing, it's no different than any of us trying to build something from IKEA and getting to the last piece and then realizing we didn't put the first piece in. Having to undo everything.
Or you do what a lot of people do, which is ignore.
Right, just a couple extra pieces.
If you're the one who saw that leak, just sort of covered it up.
Right.
Just whoop, keep moving and see how long
that
becomes.
Move it along.
I believe Vanessa was the one who predicted that in 2026, group dating and group singles events would become a thing. It seems like a lot of our predictions are coming true because Tinder announced they are expanding their in-person singles events after tons of success here in L.A. They've held events like rooftop yoga and hiking excursions and brewery meetups. And what's cool about it is that you can see ahead of time who's going. So say you're interested in someone who maybe hasn't swiped on you. This is your chance to meet them in person and shoot your shot. Or on the other side, if it looks like there's a bunch of weirdos going, you can say, I'm not going to go to that rooftop yoga. They're going to expand it to 9 more cities: New York, Dallas, Denver, Kansas City, Phoenix, Berlin, Munich, Zurich, and Geneva. And by September, they're going to expand it to 16 more markets like Baltimore and San Jose and so on.
I don't think we need all these events for singles, but I do think that we should officially put some sort of a dress code in effect that just lets people know when you're going out in public if you are single, married, dating. I mean, for a while, it was the wedding ring was a good indication, but I think a lot of people don't wear them anymore, and I think people that wear them still doesn't
mean much anyway.
I think
there should be a ring for singles.
It should just be a very easy way to tell in the world who's single and who's not. And I know single people are tired of getting hit on all the time. Jorts lets you know you're single. Thank you, Jake. That is the international sign that Jake is single. It's jorts.
Which he had another date, by the way. All right, and we're going to keep the hot news flowing. They have discovered one of the worst animal hoarding cases of all time. This did not happen in California. This happened in Florida. But they rescued 80 cats and 12 dogs with what they are calling one of the country's worst animal hoarding cases of all time. It was so bad that a USPS worker had been collecting feral cats along her mail route for months before they discovered what was going on. Here are some of the hot details.
There is no air conditioning in that house.
The smell is so bad right here.
The stench was unreal. We're talking about, in some places, a foot of animal feces in that house.
Oh. Their crates were...
Wow.
There's one of the cats now. What
that
do you think?
Is terrible.
A foot of animal feces?
Oh, crazy. This was a USPS employee?
One of the postal workers had been collecting feral cats along her route because there were so many escaping the house.
Oh,
she wasn't the one responsible, but she was one of the people who led to them discovering this.
Their crates were caked on with feces. Cats drank for 15 minutes straight. And we were constantly refilling their water bowls. Ever since yesterday, we've been getting calls back to back, basically, of people offering to help, people wanting to adopt or foster.
And the 12, I mean, that's such a ratio, right? 80 cats versus 12 dogs. Because cats are like hamsters. They'll just breed. It's just like you put two cats together and like in 3 weeks you'll have 20,000 cats.
Ugh, what a disgusting situation. They should let whoever that hoarder was, they should let the animals all feast on their body.
Cool.
To make it even.
I mean, I wonder though what the person was obviously just a hoarder. And I feel like when it's little by little, just a little bit of feces every day, a little more, and then before you know it, you got a foot of feces, and you don't know what happened to you.
Well, if you're
foot of feces, by the way, good band name.
Great, great band name.
I've seen him this weekend.
Yeah, Jake probably is.
He's got a shirt.
Warm handsy. We get into a brand new hour of the show right now. Here we go.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.